And now for another of those songs that was always a big hit in the Bollard household when I was growing up. My brother used to do a good job on this particular song. We're going to hear it now from the late, great Big Tom McBride and his version of My Grandfather's Clock.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. And watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy, and in childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wound. And it kept in his place, not a frown upon his face, and the hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died. It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. And we knew that his spirit was planning for flight, that the hour of departure had come. Till the clock kept the time with a soft and muffled chime, as we silently stood by his side. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old his life seconds a numbering. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Ticking its way into eternity, the late, great Big Tom McBride. And I always say this about Big Tom. He might not have been the best singer in the world, but he put a song across really well. And I loved his accent. What do you think? Now an extract from that lively album from the Irish Rovers that they recorded in Pasadena some years ago. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let them be introduced. They're telling us all about this crazy ship, the Irish Rover.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the little land of Ireland, presenting those rowdy, rollicking Irish Rovers.
1906, we set sail from the coal quay of Cork. Down below, when the hold was a cargo of bricks, were the Grand City Hall in New York. Well, we lent the leg and craft, she was rigged for and aft, and Lord, how the trade winds drove her. We had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts. The banks of the Lee, there was Hogan from County Tyrone, and there was Johnny McGurk, he was scarce the bulwark, and a chap from West Meath named Malone. Well, there was Slugger O'Toole, who was from Catterall, and Biden Will Tracy from Dover, and your man Mick McCann from the banks of the Bann was the skipper of the Irish.
Went nine times around and the poor old dog was drowned. The Irish Rovers telling us the story of that famous ship, the Irish Rover. And now we're going from Pasadena to County Down in Northern Ireland. The Fair Isle folk are telling us all about that star of the County Down.
Bridge town in the County Down one morning last July. Down a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Oh, she looked so sweet from her two white feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Sure, the coaxing elf, I had to shake myself to make sure I was standing there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. As she onward sped and I shook my head and I gazed with a feeling rare, and I said, says I, to a passerby, who's the girl with the nut brown hair? Well, he looked at me with a smile and said, he's the gem of Ireland's crown. She's young Rose McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. Travel a bit, but I ne'er was hit since my roving career it began. And fair and square, I surrendered there to the charms of young Rose McCann. With a heart to let to no tenant yet, did I meet with a shawl or a gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, sure no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the County Down. Thank you.
Isle folk there and the star of the County Down. That's a far cry from the John McCormack record, for want of a better word, that we used to have years ago, and his version of it. That was a nice lively version. Now a song from Anne Breen. Anne is telling us, well, she's far away and she's dreaming of her home way back in Killarney, County Kerry.
Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Killarney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Waterfall, I'll see the milk press cotton like a woven Irish shawl. I'll stand up there in ladies' view, a beauty without age. Compared to this life's history, just no more than a page. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And all
as I say so often on the programme, every time I play that girl, I think she has a beautiful, clear voice. We might even have another track from her before the end of the programme if we get the chance. Friends, I've mentioned it on the programme many, many times about Irish songs, and the majority of Irish songs, well, in my book anyway, are songs of emigration. How people had to leave their homes here in Ireland to go and seek work elsewhere, and particularly after the famine of 1846. Now, I'm going to play for you now a wonderful track from that great singer, Sean O'Shea. I am aware that this may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I just think this man has a lovely voice. And I think we've had Johnny McAvoy's version of this song on the programme before. But take a listen to the lovely voice of Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement of the song. I just point something out here. The song is entitled The Shores of Amerikay. Now, we always called it Amerikay when we came to singing about it because it rhymed with everything. I think I've pointed that out to you before. Take a listen to this. This gorgeous song, The Shores of Amerikay, a sad song from Sean O'Shea.
I'll be bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home that I love so well, and the mountains grand to my own native land. I'll be bidding them all with an aching heart, I will bid them adieu, for tomorrow I'll sail far away o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of the Merry Kay. And it's not for the love of the cold I am going, and it's not for the love of fame, but that fortune bright might shine over me and bring me a glorious name. No, it's not for the love of the gold I am going, or the weary and starry sail, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a Merry Kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of the friends of my own native land and the home I am leaving behind. But if I'm to die in a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of the Merry Kay.
No sad mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of the Merry Kay. And you see how it fits in, because it rhymes with, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of a Merry Kay. Whereas if you just said, that was a song by Sean O'Shea on the shores of America, it just doesn't work, does it? Well, not in my book anyway. Now we come to the type of music that's very, very popular here in Ireland at the moment. I speak of country and Irish. Country and Irish does what it says on the tin in my book. In other words, it's a country song sung by an Irish person. I'm going to give you now one of my favourite songs, believe it or not. It was a big hit way back in the day for Olivia Newton-John, and I think Ronnie Millsap had a good recording of it as well. Listen to Billy Joyce. Now, Billy hails from Ireland, and he's giving us his interpretation of I Honestly Love You.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. But I got something to tell you that I never thought I would, that I believe you really ought to know. I love you, I honestly love you. You don't have to answer, I see it in your eyes. Maybe it was better left unsaid, but this is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you, I honestly love you. I'm not trying to make you feel uncomfortable.
trouble, no. I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day, and you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance to say I love you. I love you. I honestly love you. If we both were born in another place and time, this moment might be ending in a kiss. But there you are with yours, and here I am with mine. So I guess we'll just be leaving it at this. I love you. I honestly love you. I honestly love you.
Now, friends, I don't know whether you'll agree with me, but I think that is as good as anything you'd hear anywhere around the world. And it's Hails from Ireland, it's Billy Joyce, and I honestly love you. Now, when I tell you that this next singer, Brendan O'Dowda, is going to sing, regular listeners will say, okay, here's Joe having self-indulgence, here's, I bet it's Barry James Duff. And you're right, you know.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. A turn to the left at the Bridge of Finlay, and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there I will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. The grass, it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff come whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall. But I knew I was born in Bally James Duff, and that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Oh, come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
I think I've told you the story before, but we're getting new listeners and they will not have heard it. But Percy French, the prolific songwriter, would write songs about anything, very funny songs and very serious and lovely songs. It seems that the County Cavan people wanted him to write a song about County Cavan. He said, OK, but they said there's one specification. You must call it Bally James Duff. Now, to be honest, it mustn't be the easiest thing in the world to write a song with the title Bally James Duff. But didn't he do a great job of it? And that was Brendan O'Dowda and Paddy Riley. And now we come to my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allen, echoing the thoughts of many an Irish exile, no matter what part of the world you're in, but particularly Australia.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in all Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here.
Now we're heading out to Killybegs, a fishing port in Donegal, with the help of Barleycorn.
There are wild and rocky hills on the coast of Donegal, and their fishermen are hardy, brave and free. And the big Atlantic swell is a thing they know right well, as they fight to take a living from the sea. Where the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam. When the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
Well, you've donned your rubber boots and you've got your oilskins on, and you check your gear to see that it's okay. And your jumper keeps you warm, for it's cold before the dawn, and you're ready to begin another day. With a pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Then you're headed out to sea and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall. But the sun comes riding high and the clouds will soon roll by, and today you'll maybe take a bumper haul. With a pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. When the weather's blowing rough and the work gets very tough, and the ropes will raise the welts upon your hands, but you'll never leave the sea, for whoever you may be, when it's in your blood, it's hard to live on land. With a pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. Well, there's purple on the hill, and there's green down by the shore, and the sun has spilled its gold upon the sea, and there's silver down below where the herring fishes go. When we catch them, there'll be gold for you and me. With a pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home. With a pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all riding gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town when the boys of Killybegs come rolling home.
As I mentioned so many times on the programme, there we heard a song from Donegal that I maintain is the most sung about county in Ireland. Killybegs, a huge fishing port. And there we heard the boys from Killybegs. They were coming home, courtesy of Barleycorn. It's country and Irish again, and this time a good exponent of country music, Matt Levy. He wants to have a dance.
I'll always remember the song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you so close to me, as we moved together, I forever, you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so
country and Irish at its best there, performed there by Matt Levy. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Tá sibh géistucht, Sounds Irish, le mise Joe Bollard. There, friends, you heard the haunting sound of the old Irish song She Moved Through the Fair, played for us by the world's greatest flautist, James Galway.